Now I'm joined in the studio on this Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, happy Valentine's.
I was hoping for a bit. Where's the bouquet of flowers? I deliberately asked to bring it.
It's
yeah,
in the car.
Yeah, because you drive away quickly. Now I'm joined by Paul Salmon, who is the managing director of Elan, and that's Elan Security. You can find them at elansecurity.com. And every couple of months or so, you pop in and we have a chat about security. Now, well, last time you came in, I think, was before Christmas, which is the time when people are likely to get robbed.
Yes.
Christmas presents. So, did you have any instances where you've put in alarms again? And because people have been burgled before you've actually...
Yeah, definitely. We saw we saw quite a bit of an increase Christmas. It happens every year, Michelle, and it's sad. It is sad to see, but unfortunately it is life. It is life. So, yeah.
And I never understand why people don't alarm their houses.
No.
Don't understand why you would do that.
I'm trying to push forward for it all the time, but
yeah,
it's costs with a lot of people, I think, and I always think it won't happen to me.
Yeah,
that's what we see every day.
If you're moving into a property, you should really factor an alarm as like you would do your house insurance and everything else.
Yep, like Sky Television and bits and pieces like that. Yeah. Definitely these days, some sort of security, whether it's cameras or alarm or stuff like that, definitely is what you need to factor in. I go to so many properties that it's always. It's too late, and they're doing it after the event's happened. It's getting people into that mindset, unfortunately.
Tell us about what's different about your systems and what happens if the alarm goes off. Happens.
So as an NSI company, we're allowed to connect our systems to an alarm receiving centre for police response.
Yep.
As well. So if intruders are verified on the premises, whether it's audio, hearing somebody inside the building, or visually, so when an alarm activates or a camera activates and they see somebody inside the property or inside the perimeter of the site, whatever the site is, then us as an accredited installer, we're allowed to call the police and send the police to that site, whereas Joe Blogs Alarms and stuff like that, who have not got the accreditations and all the badges and flashes, whistles that we've got, they're not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
So, and I'm seeing an ever-increasing amount of small companies, one-man bands, fitting DIY products for customers that think they're getting a great deal for £100.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a massive increase in burglaries where people have got these DIY systems, they've spent £100 or £150 on it,
yeah,
and the system's overridden in about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So there's that old saying, buy cheap, buy twice, unfortunately. Yeah. So.
And the other thing is, if you've got an alarm and it doesn't go anywhere, a lot of the times if you wake up and you go, oh, that's their alarm going off next door, you don't pay no attention to it.
No, exactly.
So even if you've got somebody breaks into your house, you're in there and your alarm goes off, it still wouldn't necessarily put off somebody that's broken in, because if it's not going to a central
station yeah.
They can just still be in the house for only a couple of minutes.
Exactly that. So the police are so stretched, as we said before, they're overstretched, they've not got the budgets and stuff, and they don't want to waste their time going out. If someone's been and gone, I hear stories where the police have taken days to attend a property that has been broken into and stuff like that. So if they know someone's in a building, they want to get there as quick as possible to actually catch them. So that's where the verification comes from with an accredited company like us and a non-accredited company. So,
do you need like just sensors in the room, or do you put them on the windows? You can put them on the garage doors?
We do both. We've got a lot of big houses around Brentwood and surrounding areas, Billericay and stuff, that have got perimeter protection. So their windows are protected. So if you're in the house on your own, you can set just the windows and doors to be alarmed around the outside of the house. You can move freely around the house so that the sensors inside don't go off, and then when you go to bed, you press a different button and then the movement sensors inside as well as the windows are alarmed. Obviously there's massive cost difference in just having sensors inside and then sensors on all your doors and windows, but there's all sorts of ways to do it.
Because the thing is, I think a lot of houses now are doing this thing where they're doing the open plan kitchen, dining rooms, they want the bifolding doors out into the garden.
Yep.
And you just think, and I don't want to frighten people, but you just think, well, I'm safe, I'm in my house.
Yep.
And that's the mistake that people think, it's their house and they've got all these windows or things open.
Yep.
And people just walk into your property, so you haven't got secure gates and
sorts
of things.
I see it all the time, and these bifold doors are the in thing at the moment, definitely.
Yep.
So many people have got them, and unfortunately I've been to break-ins where people just pick a spade up or a rock that you've had in your nice rockery in your garden and just throw it through the window.
Yeah.
And they're in your house. So it's shocking. They don't care.
We all think when things happen that, oh, if I hear noise, or if I know somebody's in the house, I'll just ring the police.
Yeah.
But in a panic,
yeah,
you forget, you would be surprised how quickly you forget the number 999,
yeah,
or
definitely.
You haven't got your phone, or you've left it somewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
Why is it when we see these things on TV that the cameras are always really dodgy, and they never film, you never get to see the person that comes up to your front door? It's always grainy. I don't know why, because you've got brilliant cameras now. Why is that?
It's just inherently old systems that are still out there working.
Mm.
Unfortunately, the products that we've been installing for the last 20 years just continue to work, and people don't want to spend £1,000, £2,000, £5,000 upgrading it unless they really have to. So pictures now on systems are full HD. You can make out lots and lots of facial details and moles on people's face and stuff like that for identification purposes, but that's new technology.
Mm.
And it's like a computer. If you buy it, as soon as you walk out the door, it's out of date, really. So technology moves on so fast.
And what about these systems? You're saying about the systems that you can go, oh, hello, there's one that one that's on TV at the moment, hello, why are you picking out my garden gnome? And then the burglar will run off.
So many people have got these now, and 9 times out of 10, you know no one's in the house. If they're talking to you, know no one's in the house.
Yes.
And it's going to happen where they're just going to go, all right, then wave and carry on.
Because
there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
All you can do is stand there and watch them, wherever you are, stand and nick in your garden gnome. Yeah. And
or breaking into your house if you haven't got a proper alarm that dials out anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
So how long is the response? Is there a certain sort of time that you... Because is this an add-on system, or is this with all of your...
It's an add-on thing. There's an annual cost for it. There's two forms, really. There's push notifications on your phone. So you actually get a notification pop up on your smartphone to say your alarm's gone off. It's gone off in the kitchen, the lounge, your front door's been open, stuff like that. You can then look at a camera on your phone, and you can verify that somebody's in there, and you can call the police.
Mm.
Or the systems that go to the monitoring centre. The signal's normally received in about 15 to 20 seconds, and then the police will be called if more than one sensor's gone off, basically. So, and obviously it was all dependent if the police are in the area and how many jobs they've got on and stuff like that. So
what are the worst things that people, if you haven't got an alarm and you should really be thinking about getting one, but what are the worst things that people who don't have an alarm, for security wise, they shouldn't be doing?
Don't leave keys indoors. Obviously, secure windows when you go out, which is, I know it's an easy thing to say, but so many people don't do it. So, and then when they get broken into because someone's lifted a window up, I often walk past schools and office blocks and stuff, and you see the handle that should be like 90 degrees to the window, you see it half up, and you literally all you've got to do is bash it with your hand and you can pull the window open. It's just silly little things like that. Don't leave keys indoors. Don't leave stuff on show, really, as well.
Yep.
Opportunists, if they walk past and see a nice Mac computer or a expensive bit of jewellery or stuff left on the side, they're going to smash a window and get in. There's nothing you can do to stop it.
Or having ladders, like I did in the back garden.
That's another
which
thing.
Which is like, oh, why don't you just climb up and go into the window that I've left
definitely.
Open?
And garden spades and garden forks and stuff like that, don't leave them on show in the garden as well. UPVC doors, as good as they are, they're not as secure as what wooden frames used to be. So with a pitchfork or a spade, you can easily pop open a UPVC door or even lift off a patio door within seconds. So all these silly little things that we just take for granted, you just got to keep an eye out, basically, and try and put yourself in their shoes. What would I use to break into that house?
Because people just think, they don't just try your house. What burglars will do is they might try 20 on a night out, and it'll be it's a bit like dating, really. The 20th person
says, try
it out. So the 20th person, they're bound to say yes. It's got to be good. And that's the same with Burke. They will just go round and they'll go for the easiest option.
If
they don't get into your neighbours, they'll just keep, they'll just walk around.
That's it. Yep, exactly.
Until they
that.
Find one they can get
two,
into.
2-3 o'clock in the morning, they're out trying doors, door handles, and all sorts. So.
Security, do you know lighting as well? Is that something
we do? External lighting as well and stuff like that. Which is a great deterrent. Again, I go to so many premises and you have a look around the outside of the perimeter and they've got a garage door and a back door that's not illuminated at all. And just a simple security light. Look, a burglar doesn't want to be caught. That's their main thing. They don't want to be caught. They don't want to be seen. So they want to get into your property as quick as possible and get out with as much as they can. So if you can do anything to stop them, illuminate the area, bells and whistles, they're going to go on to your neighbour that hasn't got that. End of story, really. So visual deterrents outside, alarm boxes outside, whether it's a real one, which anyone in the industry or anyone that knows, they can tell the difference between a fake one that you can buy out of a DIY store and a professional one. cameras, that sort of thing. Like, they'll look, if you have got them and your neighbour hasn't, they're going next door.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. So,
and if you've got a very big house and you're lucky enough to live in a big house, then you'll probably have panic buttons and things installed.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you're in bed and you think somebody's in the house, you can just press the button and then you know it's gone straight to the
Lights come on, whistles, bells and whistles start ringing.
And really, bells and whistles.
Yeah.
That put me right off. But the thing is to be, you know, as Paul said, we are often, but it's a very, if somebody does break in, the feeling that you have afterwards, that someone, if you've not been in the house, the feeling you have afterwards is awful, because, you know, if you break in and the alarm's going off and it's not going to a central location, they can sort of wander around. And we do tend to, you hear a car alarm, you go, oh, the car alarm's gone off down the road. Most people don't look out of their window to see.
They ignore it. And as I say, I go to so many break-ins that people haven't got an alarm, and they're now looking at getting an alarm after the horse has bolted, sort of thing. And having a stranger go through your underwear drawer looking for jewellery and stuff like that. I've had women in tears, and they want to throw all of their underwear away because someone else has been rifling through it. And it's not a nice experience. I've been a victim of crime. I've had vans broken into and property broken into, bikes stolen and stuff like that. And you don't sleep for days.
No.
You don't sleep for days. Every little noise outside, you're up, you're thinking, oh, someone's back again. And it's a horrible.
And a lot of the time they do come back, because if they've broken in once successfully and you don't have an alarm or sort it out, they know you're an easy target, and they do come back.
Yeah, they do.
They get repeat.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep, definitely.
And, you know, with my mum and dad, I think I mentioned this, when the burglar actually broke in, he was a guy, I mean, he's about 45, I think he was, and they said, do you want to meet him? And my mum and dad said, what for?
Yeah.
They said, do you want to meet him? Because, you know, they said, well, what's he been? Well, he's always been sort of in, you know, been burglarized people's houses over the years. And they went, what do we want to meet him for? Yeah. So it's like rehabilitation.
Yeah.
We don't want him back in the house. We don't want to. Is he going to come back round? And they'd be like, no. We get a central place near. And they went, no.
Yeah.
Well, why would you want to meet the burglar?
I've heard that does work, but I couldn't face it. I don't know what I'd end up doing.
They took jewellery. They took jewellery that my mum, it wasn't mega expensive, but it was jewellery that she had that was her favourite pieces of jewellery.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, they didn't get all of her jewellery, but they got the bits that meant something.
Did they get it back or not?
No. Never got it back.
No. And it's that sentimental thing. Then that's gone. Yep. It's gone. You'll never get that back. And it's also the damage that they do to your property, getting in and stuff like that, which can all be avoided really just with some external visual deterrence. It's sad times.
Now, if you want to find out more, it is allthews.elandsecurity.com, and you can speak to the team there. They also do the fire and security, and that's for homes and obviously businesses as well.
It.
And it's all over the UK. And you do outside of the UK as well, do you?
We go to Europe every now and again. Yeah. Spain and Italy and stuff like that.
Nice. So. Oh, I'd like to
top
do
up
that.
My
yeah. that'd be nice, actually. Yes. Well, thanks for coming in. It's nice to see you. Hope you had a good, great Christmas.
Good luck.
I know it's been a very busy time. So if you want to find out more and you need to sort out your security, whether it's a home or business, that's throughout the UK, it's elandsecurity.com. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Speak to you soon.
Lovely.